One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
There are places in this world where the past refuses to stay buried. Some whisper their secrets through the creak of a floorboard, the flicker of a dying candle. Others, well, they make their presence known in ways that send a chill straight down your spine. Nestled deep in the heart of New Zealand's Otago region lies a tiny town with a history drenched in gold and grit, St. Bathans. A place that once roared with the sound of miners striking fortune now stands eerily still, save for the stories that refuse to fade. At the center of it all sits the Vulcan Hotel, an unassuming mud-brick relic of a time long past. By day, it's a quiet retreat for travelers, but by night, well, let's just say those brave enough to check into room one rarely leave without a story to tell. They say a spirit lingers here, the ghost of a woman known only as the Rose. A lady of the night who met her end at the hands of an unknown assailant, her restless soul still seeking something, justice, revenge, or maybe just someone who dares to listen. But is the legend real, or is it just a trick of the mind? Could there be something more rational behind the eerie footsteps, the unseen hands, the whispers in the dark? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. St. Bathans, New Zealand. A town that once thrived on the desperate dreams of miners, each man hoping to strike it rich beneath the rugged, sun-scorched hills of Otago. During the 1860s, gold fever swept through this land like wildfire, transforming sleepy valleys into a booming settlement of hopefuls, swindlers, and opportunists. In its heyday, St. Bathans was no different from any other mining town of the era, loud, raucous, and teeming with rough men looking for a release after long, grueling days in the pits. And where there were miners, there were saloons, gambling dens, and brothels. The Vulcan Hotel, first known as the Ballarat Hotel, was built in 1882 to serve as one of those much-needed respites, a watering hole, a warm bed, and if you had the money, a night of comfort with one of the working girls who made their living in these establishments. But Gold Rush towns, no matter how prosperous, have one thing in common. They fade. The miners left, the clinking of gold pans was replaced by the eerie silence of abandoned buildings, and St. Bathans became a ghost of its former self, perhaps in more ways than one. As the years passed, the Vulcan Hotel remained, a relic of a bygone era, its thick mud-brick walls still standing strong against the relentless march of time. While most of the other hotels in town crumbled or disappeared entirely, the Vulcan persisted. But with its survival came stories, stories that would cement its place as one of New Zealand's most haunted locations. It started subtly, a door found open that had been locked the night before. A whisper in the hallway when no one else was around. Guests began to report strange occurrences, especially those who stayed in room one. A modest yet strangely unsettling space near the front of the hotel, a cold touch on the back of the neck, the sensation of being watched from the darkened corners of the room. Some woke up to the feeling of unseen hands pressing down on their chest, making it difficult to breathe. Others, the more skeptical ones, shrugged it off as overactive imagination, the product of a few too many drinks at the hotel bar. But then, there were the stories that couldn't be explained away so easily. A young couple staying in room 1 reported hearing soft crying in the middle of the night. Not the kind of distant sound that could be dismissed as the wind or the shifting of old wood in the room with them. When the man turned on the light, the crying stopped instantly. The room was empty. Another guest, a businessman passing through, woke up in a panic, convinced someone was standing over his bed. The figure was just a shadow in the darkness, but he swore it had form, a feminine figure. By the time he managed to reach for his bedside lamp, the apparition was gone. The hotel staff had their own stories. One longtime employee recalled walking into room 1 to prepare it for a new guest when she was overcome by an overwhelming wave of sadness. So strong, she had to step back out into the hallway to catch her breath. She never entered that room alone again. It wasn't long before locals began putting a name to the entity that seemed to haunt the Vulcan Hotel, the Rose. According to legend, the Rose was a woman who lived and worked at the hotel during its gold rush days. Some say she was a prostitute, lured to room 1 by a client with cruel intentions. He strangled her, leaving her lifeless body behind in the very bed where unsuspecting guests now sleep. The story has been passed down for generations, with no clear historical records to confirm the crime. There are no official police reports, no known suspects, and yet, those who've felt the chill of Room 1's ghostly presence will tell you something lingers there. Of course, not everyone believes in ghosts. Some skeptics have tried to explain the Vulcan Hotel's haunting through science, psychology, and environmental factors. One theory suggests that high levels of electromagnetic energy in old buildings can cause people to feel uneasy, disoriented, or even hallucinate. Others argue that infrasound, low-frequency vibrations undetectable by the human ear can trigger feelings of dread or the sensation of being watched. Could the thick, historic walls of the Vulcan Hotel be amplifying these effects? Then there's the idea of sleep paralysis, a phenomenon where the body is temporarily immobilized upon waking, often accompanied by hallucinations. Could the guests who've woken up unable to move, feeling as though hands were pressing down on their chest, have simply fallen victim to their own physiology? Psychologists also point to the power of suggestion. When a place has a reputation for being haunted, the mind is more likely to perceive normal occurrences, creaking wood, shifting shadows, as supernatural events. If you check into room 1 already expecting to experience something eerie, your brain might just oblige, but even these explanations can't account for everything. Why is it that male guests in particular report the most aggressive experiences in room 1? Why do so many claim to feel a distinctly feminine presence? And what about those who entered the room with no knowledge of its haunted reputation, only to leave with a story of their own? The Vulcan Hotel, despite its modest exterior, has become one of the most infamous paranormal locations in New Zealand. And if history has taught us anything, it's that some stories refuse to be buried. But what happens when the shadows start to move? When voices start calling out from beyond? That's where we head next. The eerie occurrences at the Vulcan Hotel weren't just isolated incidents. As the years went by, the reports became more frequent, more unsettling. And for some, the experiences in Room 1 crossed the line from unnerving to outright terrifying. Unlike many haunted locations where activity seems to come and go, the strange events at the Vulcan Hotel have remained remarkably consistent. Year after year, visitors continue to report the same sensations, an unseen presence and inexplicable heaviness in the air, the disturbing feeling of being touched when no one is there. But it's the stories from male guests that stand out. A well-documented pattern in the hauntings at the Vulcan Hotel is that men experience the most intense encounters in Room 1. Some paranormal investigators believe this could be linked to the Rose's violent demise. Was she betrayed by a man? Does her spirit lash out at those who remind her of her killer? One of the most chilling accounts comes from a man who checked into room 1 alone. After turning in for the night, he was suddenly jolted awake by the feeling of hands wrapped around his throat. He gasped for breath, struggling to move, but the unseen grip only tightened. When he finally managed to turn on the bedside lamp, there was no one there, but his skin bore the faint outline of handprints. Another guest reported lying in bed when he felt a crushing weight pinning him down. It was as if an invisible force had climbed on top of him, pressing against his chest. He couldn't move, couldn't breathe. Just as panic set in, the weight lifted. The room was silent, but he swore he heard the sound of footsteps retreating toward the door. Some male visitors have even cut their stay short, refusing to sleep another night in room 1. One man, after experiencing what he described as whispers in his ear and a cold breath against his neck, packed his bags and left before dawn. Hotel staff have become used to these reactions. Some even warn male guests beforehand. If you feel something in the night, don't be alarmed. The Rose doesn't take kindly to strangers. Not all encounters at the Vulcan Hotel are aggressive. Some visitors have reported seeing a shadowy female figure drifting through the hallway at night. She never speaks, never acknowledges those who see her. She simply moves, sometimes pausing at the door to room 1 as if waiting for something or someone. A bartender working a late shift once caught a glimpse of this shadow. Thinking it was a guest, he called out, but as he rounded the bar to get a better look, the figure vanished into thin air. He never saw her face, only the silhouette of a long dress and the unmistakable feeling that he was not alone. Other reports describe flickering lights, cold spots, and objects moving on their own. A chair shifting slightly in the empty bar. A door that refuses to stay shut. The distinct sound of high heels clicking against the wooden floors, long after the guests have gone to bed. Over the years, the Vulcan Hotel has attracted the attention of ghost hunters and paranormal investigators. Some have set up EVP, electronic voice phenomena. Recorders in room 1 hoping to capture disembodied voices. One chilling recording picked up a faint female voice whispering, "Get out." Another, even more disturbing, seemed to contain the muffled sound of a woman crying. Thermal cameras have detected cold spots moving through the hotel, particularly in and around room 1. Motion sensors have gone off in empty hallways, and some investigators claim to have seen unexplained orbs of light floating near the bar. But despite the growing evidence, the mystery remains. Experts in the paranormal have debated the nature of the Rose's haunting. Is she a residual energy imprint, a tragic event playing on repeat, trapped within the walls of the hotel? Or is she an intelligent spirit, aware of those who enter her space, choosing to interact with some and ignore others? Residual hauntings are like a tape on a loop, replaying the past over and over again. They don't respond to the living, but instead exist as echoes of history, unable to change or evolve. If the Rose is merely an imprint, her presence in room 1 could be nothing more than the lingering emotions of her untimely death. But intelligent hauntings? Those are different. Intelligent spirits react, sometimes even communicate. If the stories from guests and staff are true, the Rose isn't just an echo of the past. She's still here, watching, waiting. And if she is aware, what does she want? The Vulcan Hotel continues to embrace its haunted reputation. Room 1 remains available for brave travelers, and the stories keep coming. Some guests leave fascinated. Others leave terrified. But whether you believe in ghosts or not, one thing is certain. The legend of the Rose isn't going anywhere. If you ever find yourself in St. Bathons, standing before the weathered facade of the Vulcan Hotel, take a moment before stepping inside. Listen to the silence of the old mining town. Feel the weight of history pressing in around you. And if you check into room 1, be prepared, because once the lights go out, you might just find that some guests never really leave. So, what are we really dealing with at the Vulcan Hotel? a restless spirit seeking justice, a tragic imprint of a violent past, or something far less supernatural. Just the mind playing tricks in an old, creaky building with a long, dark history. Skeptics will say it's all in the power of suggestion. You walk into room one already expecting to experience something eerie, and suddenly every draft, every flickering light, every distant footstep becomes proof of the paranormal. Add in sleep paralysis, high electromagnetic fields, and the occasional overactive imagination, and you've got yourself a textbook ghost story. But here's the thing. Too many people over too many years have walked away from the Vulcan Hotel with the same story. Men waking up gasping for air, unseen hands pressing down on their chests, whispers in the dark, shadowy figures standing at the foot of their beds. And let's not forget, some of these guests had no idea about the legend before they checked in. They weren't looking for ghosts, but the ghosts? Well, maybe they were looking for them. Maybe the rose is still there, waiting. Maybe she's not just a shadow from the past, but an active presence, one that reacts, watches, and chooses who to reveal herself to. If so, the real question isn't whether she's still there, it's why she hasn't moved on. And that, my friends, is something to think about the next time you find yourself alone in a dimly lit hotel room, feeling like someone's watching you from the shadows. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.